For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nick, we've seen this every year since 2002. Flags going out at the American Red Cross being planted to mark 9/11. Tell us the importance of doing this.
Yeah, I think it's for me, it's important to make sure that the families locally that were impacted know that we haven't forgotten the losses that they have. You know, following the events of 9/11, we had a number of volunteers who do work in disaster mental health and spiritual care who deployed and went to New York City to provide support. But then we also had volunteers here locally that supported the families here locally. And, you know, there was a great loss to our entire country. We had a loss to our community, and we had, you know, local community members that stepped up to support those that were impacted.
And the flags themselves, how did this all begin?
Yeah. So, you know, following 9/11, the families that were working with our Red Cross volunteers wanted to do something. And the flags, you know, represent each life that was lost. But then also at the chapter house, we have a display of the number of family members who were lost that were here from our community. There were individuals that were part of the fire department. There were individuals that worked, you know, at one of the Twin Towers. You know, there were a number of families that were impacted here locally. So, you know, those family members wanted to do something, and our Red Cross volunteers wanted to do that with them. And that's something that we've just continued every year since.
In addition to the flag planting, are there any events planned for Wednesday 9/11?
No, we don't have any events planned. I think, you know, the day is a day that, you know, everyone recognizes it and remembers in their own way. You know, this is something for us just to make sure that the community, again, doesn't forget. And even on the day that we were, putting the flags down, the local Buffalo Fire Department, you know, drove by in one of their rigs and, you know, started blasting their horn at us, you know, like just saying thank you. And, you know, for our volunteers that day, that was really impactful and it was really special to them. And it was like, you know, we're doing this for the right reason.
About how many flags are planted at the member house in Buffalo?
Yeah, there's just under 3,000. Each flag represents an individual that was lost that day.
And the process of planting all the flags, how long does it take?
We're there for a couple hours. We had probably 15 to 20 volunteers and some staff members. And, you know, I will say, you know, our team, Nicole Roma, who's our volunteer services officer, she worked with other volunteers and staff members to get everything kind of organized because each flag actually does have the name of an individual that was lost that day. So each year we want to make sure we go through and we're not forgetting anyone. So her team, you know, really went and put a lot of time in and hours into it leading up to the day. And then on the day of, we were probably there for 4 hours, you know, just, you know, spending the afternoon outside and getting it done right. If you go to the chapter, you'll see that each set of flags is organized by the spaces that we lost individuals. There's a set for each tower. There's a set for the Pentagon. There's a set of 29 for the individuals that were just outside of the Twin Towers that weren't actually in the building. They were outside and they lost their lives. And, you know, from the flight in Pennsylvania. So each set of flags is actually broken up, you know, by the area that individuals had lost their lives.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again. With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Norse Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Norse.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.